With his companions in danger and himself incapacitated, things aren't looking good for the Doctor and his friends in episode 2 of Las Pinturas Negras.
My God, it's just like that thing in the painting.
Wes, it's real. Ugh, that stench. It's like...
Brimstone, we have to get out of here before we're overcome.
Wait, something's wrong with it.
What sabotage is this?
Doctor, get a hold of yourself. Something's happening to the crowd. It's like they're in a trance.
Oh, back the way you came. My mind is not your playground.
What are you talking about?
Oh, how dare you make me say that? If nowhere else in the universe, I am king of my own ratiocination. You, as king, I exile you back to your hell. Millennia's wisdom and knowledge.
You will perish here. Exterminate! Exterminate!
Stop with the games. Show yourself.
Do not underestimate the powers of the mind, for they are plenty.
Oh, I don't doubt them at all. I just hate when people abuse them like you. And also a censorite. Really? That's the best you could think of. As interstellar frets go, they stop rather short of impressive. You should have stuck with the Dalek. They at least make me a bit nervous.
I have more rights in this reality than you. I am a better being than you, than all those in your insignificant domain. You are the only one that poses a threat. A minor one, but a threat nonetheless, and must be dealt with.
Yes, I can tell that you are indeed immensely powerful, and I say that with all sincerity. That doesn't mean you're infallible. You've made one mistake, and a decidedly fatal one at that.
What are you talking about?
Thinking that any threat I pose is minor. I doubt that'll work in the second round. It'll be back soon enough, stronger and angrier. Confound it! Why am I talking to myself? Let's see if I can't shimmy my way back to consciousness.
Magus, I don't understand.
I do. It's as I feared. Francisco Goya's accursed power. Fraters! Soras! Tonight may end in disappointment, but we mustn't become discouraged. We have not failed yet.
Whitney?
All right, I'm coming.
What?
Huh?
What was going on?
Mary and Joseph!
No such luck. We're being spied on. Get them!
I think they heard us.
Go!
How come the guy with the mustache isn't with them?
Ravaja!
Ah! Now he's shooting at us!
I noticed! Through here!
Hey! You can't just come in here and upset my customers! Get out before I call the sheriffs on you!
Sorry, but we're in a hurry. Going now. This is me, leaving.
Everyone enjoy the rest of your evening.
You, fat man, where did they go?
You mean those two foreigners? They just took off out back.
Your help is appreciated. Frata Lorenzo, Frata Eutimio, with me. Check the crates. You, take those bushes. They can't have gone far.
Right.
Thank you.
No sign of them, Frater Federico.
They must have vaulted straight over the wall.
Oh, they'll be long gone by now, the dogs. Come, let us head back to the worship house.
We should alert the law. Put the word out about those intruders.
We had best hope someone can catch them, or Solazano will surrender all of us to the Dark Lord.
Man, I can't believe that worked. I thought for sure we were done for.
The goon checking in the crates must have covered up the door while he was chucking them about. Are you okay?
Wang my head on a support beam going down. I'll live.
I scraped my knee when I fell, and I think I hurt myself on these cobblestones. There's nothing I can't cover with a plaster. At least that lightning bolt didn't hit either of us.
Yeah, that's a relief. Come on. Let's go find the doctor and let him know what we saw.
There's a gate right over there.
Here, drink this. It's only water, but...
Thank you, Miguel.
You were right about Solozano, Doctor. Two of his people tried to break in while I ate supper. A man and a woman. I managed to shoot the woman, but her partner escaped. They had the means to burn the place down.
Were you hurt, Señor Goya?
Thankfully, no, my boy. They carried daggers, but I was faster. I disarmed them.
I should have been here to protect you.
Miguel, I am not an old cripple yet. You were doing important work. Now, you must tell me what happened to you both.
Ugh, please stop pacing. Got a bit of a pain in the old Gulliver, you know?
My apologies, sir. I can't say I've ever had to shoot someone before. There. Speak.
It was the apparition.
Not this again.
No, no, Mariano. He's right. There were clearly multiple non-corporeal forces of great power at work in the square. One ensorcelled the crowds and then tried to destroy me from within.
But you fended it off, Doctor. It was a most startling thing.
No, not alone, Miguel. I said there were multiple forces. The other was there, helping me to fortify myself, allowing me to perceive the invader on a mental level. And it also kept those town people from mobbing us when they had a clear chance.
Are you telling me you were protected by a guardian angel?
That's one stance, I suppose. You see, there's a heavy psionic resonance all around us. It encircles the Earth, but sometimes it can become stronger, push through the barriers that were erected long ago between the layers of reality.
I don't understand.
Nor I. You sound like you've quite lost your mind. Do you realize that?
I very nearly did. That's the point. Madrid is haunted, Mariano, by something foul, black, and evil. Solazano and his followers, they've become part of it. Somehow this house is its locus, and therein lies the interesting part. Finding out how and why. Mariano, what did you do with the woman you shot?
I tied her to a chair and stuck her in one of the storage cupboards. I bandaged her leg while she was unconscious.
Well, that seems like as good a place as any to begin searching. You get extra points on top for the act of compassion, by the way. Well done.
Thank you, I suppose.
Doctor!
Ah, splendid. You chaps are just in time for tea and interrogation.
Doctor, we found out a few things you need to hear.
Yeah, but you will not believe what we saw those guys doing.
Oh, I look forward to hearing about it. Truly I do. First things first, however, we should see what we can get out of Mariano's other house guest. What say you,
Sure. Why not?
Ooh, it'll be like Gene Hunt. You can be my Ray and Chris. How are you at Manchester accents? We'll work on it. Come on, we've got a prisoner to interview. So get moving or I'll stamp on all your toys. Ooh, adrenaline rushes are brilliant, aren't they?
He's lost it.
He had it in the first place.
I am lost. Who is this Gene Hunt? And what is Manchester?
You probably don't want to know, Mariano. The doctor's on a roll. It's best to just go along with him or wind up eating his dust.
The Great He-Goat? Well, when I said Francisco was seeing something else to us in his paintings, I had no idea the truth was so literal. Well done, my young friends.
Weren't nothing but a thing.
I want to know how Solozano was hurling lightning bolts like he was Zeus.
Sounds like witchcraft, if you ask me. I knew that man was a devil.
That part does intrigue me. I suspect he probably doesn't generate the power himself, but rather he acts as an extension of the monster.
And how does that work?
Well, do you remember the psionic resonance I mentioned to you earlier on?
Yes, though I still haven't the foggiest of what it means.
Think of it like a pump for a well. The water inside is psychic energy. When a certain pump is used, the water flows through it, channeled. And then there is always a little residue keeping the pipes wet.
Still sounds quite mad, but I think I can better visualize it in that case.
Well, that's using your resonance. Anyway, the creature may not exist in a physical sense, but within that field of energy itself. A rat stuck in our well. If it's in the vacuum of one of the pumps, it gets sucked up and the infection it carries is spread.
The infection is what was happening to the townspeople?
That's a safe guess. Of course, this is all speculation. It wouldn't be the first time I've been completely wrong.
Okay, but that doesn't explain the lightning.
Solozano's pump is trying to draw on as much of the water as it can. His master must have taught him to manipulate heat and light to create those blasts. Or the real Solozano is dead and what we met is a suit of flesh worn by the monster. Then again, he could just be a level 40 dark wizard, or all or none of the above.
Salanzo's men could be making their move as we speak.
Oh no, they'll be too busy moving all their props and symbols to a new worship house. I rather doubt they'll stick around now their cover's been blown. That affords us a few hours.
If the infection is in the cultists too, she won't talk.
She will. I gave her enough food for thought.
Psychological torment?
Psychological torment? No such thing. She just has to decide if doing what she can to help us carry on the cause of righteousness for the sake of her fellow humans is a better choice than facing the risk of being an hors d'oeuvre for a demon.
Ha! Snap!
Snap?
Well, nearly anyway. It's still a king.
Zacharias, we are playing bridge.
Really?
Yes. You have just wasted the King of Hearts, and that is another trick thrown away.
Well, okay. Sorry. It's just that if we were playing Snap...
We are not playing Snap! We're not playing Beggar My Neighbor like you fought in the last hand, and we're not playing Crib, Euchre, or Yu-Gi-Oh! Either.
That's good, because I think my cards are from a Uno deck.
Cool your jets, Doctor. It's only a game.
Only a... Mariano, the game is yours. I'm going to go check on our guest again, for I fear otherwise my partner will continue to confuse us.
Yeah, Whitney? Yeah, you should pay more attention.
Me?
You, Mr. Cobb, are my partner.
I am. Are you sure?
So, is anyone else up for a siesta?
Hello, settling in nicely. I mean, I know it's not the Park Barrington, but, Oh, hang about, that doesn't exist yet. There, yes. All right. Now that I'm sitting comfortably, we can begin. I find there's no better icebreaker to be had than the sharing of names. I'm the Doctor. You would be?
I am Sora Louisa.
Ah, now, that's much better, isn't it? Now, Sora Louisa, I say, may I call you Lou? No, of course not, we've just met. Anyway, why don't you tell me exactly why Solozano wants to summon what he so misguidedly believes to be the devil? Care to tell me what's so amusing?
The devil. What a tawdry name for a being ignorant humans cannot hope to comprehend.
Well, if you think we're all so ignorant, why don't you help rectify that? Knowledge is the greatest gift to the universe, you know.
You'll get nothing from me.
Fine. I can always reach my own conclusions from what little information I do have.
Really, now?
To start, Solozano, perhaps already a practicing occultist, made contact with this entity quite by accident. They came to an arrangement, usual tit for tat. Solozano gets whatever he wants, power, wealth, influence, unlimited strawberry custard, lotto numbers for the next few hundred years, I don't know, in exchange for helping his master attain a new physical form. To accommodate this, he first needs to amass enough followers to lend their psychic energy. Hence you lot with your robes and your wand waving. How's that for a slice of fried gold? Oh good, I'm likely correct. I assume you must be in Solozano's good graces to confirm that much, yes?
Oh, must I?
Please, don't answer a question with a question. It's unbecoming.
If you must know, I am the highest of our leader's initiates.
I never would have guessed you being so young and all. This little congregation must have come together fairly quickly. Well, anyway, I wouldn't get comfortable, Sora Luisa. Solazano and his band of merry madmen are making their way here, and I suspect they're planning to break you out of here. I won't say rescue, because that implies they care about your well-being after the goodness of their hearts.
Of course.
Well, I hope it ends well for you. I mean, you living to see the error of your ways. The red shirts never do last long in these sorts of things. When it's ready, I'll bring you some dinner. Just because you're a captive doesn't mean we shouldn't be hospitable. Cheerio!
Here's your meal, Hechicera.
I don't want your slop, infidel.
If I wasn't under the doctor's watchful eye, I would gladly deny you it.
Him? If you are so spineless...
Listen, you!
No, you listen to me!
What?
Convertido en uno conmigo. Yo soy tu todo, tu todo. Me encanta como ningún otro. Me obedecen sin duda. Siga mis órdenes, amante.
Do you understand?
I understand, my lover. I'm to obey you and no one else. I will do anything for you.
Good, Miguel. Very good. This is what I want you to do for me.
Do you feel that?
Feel what?
That slight shift in the harmonics.
Doctor, remember, we're down here while you're up there.
That's a great way of putting it. I will have to remember that one.
You can stop with your hand gestures now, Miss Anderson. I get the point. But what I'm saying is that our ideological opposites are coming this way.
Those devils.
What was that you started to say?
I misspoke, Señor Goya. Forgive me.
They're here.
Are they trying to push their way in by force?
Yeah, I think that's the banging thing.
Well, we can't have that now, can we? Here, I'll go let the fools in.
Are you mad? They will kill us all.
Look, Mariano, which would you prefer? That they burst through the doors and windows and ruin everything, including even the black paintings? Or that they are allowed entry and we can somehow defeat them with minimal collateral damage?
I would rather keep them out as long as possible.
I said I would help you no matter what, and if I am to do that, we will need to let them in before they do anything drastic. Please, trust me, Mariano, that's all I'm asking.
I barely know you. How can I agree?
How is this different from anything else we've done since we got here?
It can be argued over no longer.
Miguel?
If you will not let my master see, I will do so myself.
You filthy traitor!
Shut up!
What is going on? Why is Miguel doing this?
I deduce our captive may have been controlling him for some time now.
Magus!
Who are you?
I am Miguel, devoted servant of my lady Luisa, and you.
Oh, how delightful. Why don't you be so kind as to go get her for us?
At once, Magus!
Silence! Now, fratres and soras, enter single file and congregate around the tapestry bearing our lord's visage.
We must get out of here.
Why don't you stay, Señor Goya? You're our guest of honor. Tie them up, Miguel. I have business with Ricardo.
As you command, mistress.
Okay, blood flow? Just some, please?
Oh, do hush, Zacharias. He isn't listening.
The deed is done.
He's like a lovesick puppy to you, Amante.
I thought it would be amusing. Now, tie yourself up, Miguel.
Yes, my lady.
Now, are you sitting comfortably?
Oh, yes.
Good. Tied in tight? Oh, I didn't ask that. Of course you did a good job. In the 3 seconds' time, I am going to snap my fingers and you are going to awaken. Understood?
Yes, my lady.
One, two, 3.
Why am I tied up?
Oh, you weak-minded fool! Ricardo, begin the ceremony. Amante, our master will be so pleased with all these offerings.
In a moment. I am told that you are of some interest, that your abilities are powerful. Well, I do not see what he sees. You are pitiful, Doctor.
Stuff it, Solazano. And another thing, take a breath, mid glory of Rassilon the Halitosis.
Silence. I did not ask for a response.
Well, I gave you one anyway. By the way, you wouldn't happen to be acquainted with a fellow named Velez, would you? Bit of a corpse, travels with a dwarf named Iguano. Oh, no, wait, sorry, that was 300 years ago.
Doctor, is now really the time for this?
Is that it? How rude, sauntering off like that. The brazen cheek of some humans.
Hey, don't even go there again.
What happened to me?
You were working with them.
Not quite. She had you under some kind of spell.
I fell for that Bruja's trickery. Oh, how disgraceful.
Miguel, you're a young male, full of hormones and heroism. She is a not unattractive person of similar age. She simply mixed that with some psychic push and voila, Venus in a nun's habit. You had no say in the matter, chum, which was out of your control. If it's anyone's fault, it's mine for leaving you alone with her. Had she tried such a ploy on me, it wouldn't have worked. For that, I apologize.
It's alright, Doctor. I forgive you.
Yes, yes, it's very nice. If you haven't noticed, we're sort of tied to a post and about to be sacrificed to the devil. Why didn't he just say, Azeroth, Metreon, Xynthos? It's cut off for Raven.
Well, for one, this isn't a cartoon, or a comic book for that matter. And two, this is black magic, not the same incantations or flavor of psychic energy.
Flavor?
Never you mind. Tangerine, it's close.
I really cannot take you seriously.
If I had a pound for every time I'd heard that, I'd have been able to pay the mortgage on Smithwood Manor up front, but...
Doctor? Doctor? Oh, he's not breathing. He's dead. Whitney, he's dead for real this time.